Now, Justin Clancy, the member for Albury, joins us. Justin, good morning.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Lou.
Now, Justin, you're on the way to Holbrook today. You've been a very busy man, of course, over the last couple of weeks. What's going on in Holbrook today?
Today we're catching up, Matt. We've got the Agricultural Minister for New South Wales. He's down to the border area. He comes from New England, so been impacted by fires himself, but really wants to just check, make sure things are travelling okay with the LLS and catch up with some local farmers to see how they've been impacted by the fires.
So, Justin, in your travels, obviously, you would have come across a lot of people that have been very badly affected by the fires. What's the general feeling out there at the moment?
I think, well, certainly, Lou, one part is that, you know, there's certainly fatigue there. This has been going on now for several weeks. I think people still, was there a change in New Year there somewhere along the line? I think people are still talking about this, about the 43rd of December. But certainly that part of things, but also the resilience. I was in Toowoomba the other day, Lou, and I just caught someone going down the road on his four-wheeler, and I pulled over and I said, "How are you faring?" And he said, "Look, I'm alive," and he said, "I'm going to keep cracking." And I thought that was fantastic. You know, this sense that we will just get on and move forward from here. Fantastic communities, as you guys know. Even, you know, Albury and Wodonga have been absolutely fantastic with their generosity. But the communities, Gingellic there, there's farmers there have lost everything, but they're still going into making sure that that the food point at Gingellic Showground, that it's all set up and good to go. So just amazing people, amazing spirit.
Now, Justin, as everybody knows, of course, you're a vet, and some of the most harrowing images have been how animals have been affected. In terms of farm animals as well, some of the footage I've seen is just horrific. That must have been something that's affected you deeply.
Look, and for me, I just feel for those, you know, for the farmers who have to go back out and see their stock in that condition, and for the LLS vets as well, and the rangers. You know, they're going out and they're doing a task that no one, you know, that is just going to be the most difficult of tasks. You know, this is one of the devastating impacts of the fires. And as you said, in our wildlife, I was in the vet clinic. I just popped in there a week or so ago, and there was Hazel from Wise had a koala there. So first time I've seen a koala down this way. So, you know, the impact on these little guys as well, big toll in terms of the fire, and that's something that obviously will take time to recover from.
Absolutely. And we're going to catch up with some one of the wildlife carers and find out about that tomorrow too, Justin. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, everyone has been impacted in one way or another. But as you said, just rallying to help as best we can. Have you got any suggestions for people that are still sort of going, oh, what can I do? Have you got any suggestions for people?
And I know this has been talked about just a little bit the last few days, but this is the best thing to be doing now, is rather than trying to give something, just hold tight, wait for these communities, just 3 or 4 weeks for them to get back up on their feet, and then go spend some time there. As they say, take an empty esky, do your groceries, put a carload of fuel in up there, go to Gingellic Pub, catch Glenn and Jackie there, or go to Toowoomba Pub. You know, Chrissy at Toowoomba Pub, she's only been there since May, came there from Queensland, called in the other day, and there she is making meals, making quiche for the firefighters, for the fireys. So go up there, you know, have a drink there, Cancobe and Gingellic, go to these places and spend some time, put a little bit of money across the counter. That is the best way to support those communities.
Yeah, well said.
Great advice.
And there's plenty of information on Justin's Facebook page as well, Justin Clancy, MP, member for Albury. Justin, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to us, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon too.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.